This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. At least 227 people were killed and hundreds were injured and missing after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti on Saturday. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Haitian Info Project capturing the scene as a woman and child trapped in the rubble in Cape Haitien, saved by people digging them out. The earthquake also did significant damage to the coastal town of Lekai, where it leveled a popular hotel hosting a celebration where officials say many are feared trapped or dead. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso says it was a magnitude 7.2 earthquake.
Our pager is estimating that we have significant fatalities and significant economic damage.
Caruso says Haiti could get some strong aftershocks. There's also a tropical storm expected to make landfall early in the week. I'm Julie Walker.
The Taliban on Saturday captured a large, heavily defended city in northern Afghanistan in a major setback for the government and were approaching the capital city of Kabul less than 3 weeks before the U.S. hopes to complete its troop withdrawal. The fall of Mazar-e-Sharif, the country's fourth largest city, hands the insurgents control over all of northern Afghanistan, confining the Western-backed government to the center and the east. Earlier, President Ashraf Ghani delivered a televised speech, his first public appearance since the recent Taliban gains. He vowed not to give up the achievements of the 20 years since the U.S. toppled the Taliban after the September 11th attacks. The insurgents now control 24 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces, leaving the Western-backed government with a smattering of provinces in the center and east, as well as the capital, Kabul. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Australian state of New South Wales entered a snap lockdown Saturday after the state's worst day of the coronavirus pandemic, with 466 new cases and 4 deaths. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
New South Wales State Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the jump in cases is the largest so far in the state.
We are on a par of being extremely concerned about the situation that we're in New South Wales.
The state premier also said fines for breaking pandemic rules, such as breaching quarantine orders, had been increased from $737 to $3,685. But Jacqueline did, however, say there was light at the end of the coronavirus tunnel.
New South Wales has pretty much reached 50% of first doses vaccinated. We know that the lockdown coupled with a strong targeted vaccination program is what is going to get us out of this dire situation.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Protesters marched through Paris Saturday against a national mandate for a coronavirus health pass. On Monday, legislation was brought into force that requires people to show a QR code proving they have a special virus pass before they can use restaurants and cafes or travel across the country. More than 9,000 COVID-related hospitalizations did not deter protesters who opposed the introduction of the pass. Others showed up to vent their overall frustration with the tenure of French President Emmanuel Macron. Despite what is typically considered a slow summer weekend in Paris alone, there were 3 different demonstrations taking place. Residents of the northern Turkish town of Bozkurt were still shocked Saturday as hopes to find survivors dimmed after the country's worst floods in years. At least 44 people have died from the floods in the northern Black Sea region, the second natural disaster to strike the country this month. The floods brought chaos to northern provinces just as authorities were declaring wildfires that raged through southern coastal regions for 2 weeks had been brought under control. Torrents of water tossed dozens of cars and heaps of debris along the streets, destroyed bridges, closed roads, and cut off electricity to hundreds of villages. Spain endured its hottest day of the year Saturday with temperatures topping 45 degrees Celsius, while authorities in Italy expanded the number of cities on red alert for health risks to 16 as a heat wave engulfed southern Europe. Many southern European countries have suffered days of intense heat accompanied by deadly wildfires in Italy, as well as in Algeria, Turkey, and Greece. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.